Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. The tenth is destroyed. Revelation chapter 11, verse 13. In the same hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Let's go back just for our context. Let's go back and read our passage from last time in verses 3 through 12. And I will give power to my witnesses, verse 3. And they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, making merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here," and they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. Before the news of the two witnesses can be reported, the reporters had to begin covering another story, a great earthquake, which brought down a tenth of the city of Jerusalem, killing 7,000 people. This is God's immediate punishment for the death of his witnesses. What was the response of those remaining after the earthquake? Well, they were in fear, and they acknowledged God's power. Many Jews were saved. It may have been provoked by fear of the earthquake, but they were saved. The millennial kingdom is coming. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Romans 11, verse 25 and 26. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has come to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. All Israel will be saved. All those alive at that time in the tribulation, not all Jews during the church age. Birth pangs, labor, grow closer and closer and become more and more intense until delivery. Earthquakes are major events. Matthew 27, verse 51, at the crucifixion. Matthew 27, 51, then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and rocks were split. Acts 16, verse 26, in the Philippian jail. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, in the judgment of the sixth seal. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. Revelation 16, ahead of us, in verse 18, in the judgment of the seventh bowl. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Listen, God speaks and bang, power. God is bringing man's wicked rule on earth to conclusion. So what do we learn in this interlude, in this parenthesis? The call to commit our lives to God. The warning of man's wicked rebellion and how far a heart will go in sin. The great tribulation is coming up next. The second half of that 7 years, that second 3.5 years of that 7 years. You have a great day.